Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Masood Habibullah. I was calling on a follow-up. I had a complaint from an earlier delivery and install, and I was waiting on a manager to call me back. They told me if I didn't get a call back by 4 to call and find out what was going on.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Sure, it's 508-728-8933.
That was 508-728-8933. Is this correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Sure.
And the system is still searching.
Okay.
And I thank you for your patience.
No problem. I have an XPO order if you want that instead.
I can only search by one search method at a time, and it's currently searching with the phone number, so I apologize.
Okay.
And I believe I have located the order. Let's see here. And this is for Masood Habibullah at 87 Park Street, Mansfield, Massachusetts, 02048, primary phone 508-728-8933, with an email of dusam84@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. And I see that the washer and dryer were installed today. And let's see here. And I see that you stated the tech was very rude and very unprofessional, and he told you guys that he did not want to be there and he didn't want to do the job.
Well, more than that, actually, I guess that's the part they put there. But the biggest reason I'm calling back to a manager is I'm the one who bought the washer and dryer. And when he first got there, he basically said, we have to replace the dryer vent. And I didn't understand why. And his answer was that it was because it was ridge. It had ridges on it. And I didn't know what that meant. And when I asked him to clarify, he basically said, he asked me, do you want me to install it or not? And I said, no, I just need you to clarify why you need to replace this. Because on top of that, he was saying I need to give him $250 in order to do it. So I said, I don't understand why I'm paying another $250 if I've already paid for an installation fee. Can I talk to somebody else who will tell me what's going on? Instead, he told me that I have the choice of either just having him deposit the washer and dryer and not doing anything, and I told him to hang on and I would call you guys so I could find someone who could tell me what's going on. Basically, I think what he was trying to say is that it's a gas dryer, and there was something with the dryer vent with that. I'm not 100% sure. I still don't know what's going on. Well, when I called you guys, I was told I would be called back, and this was around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I was told I'd be called back by a site manager who might be able to explain the situation better. At around 11 o'clock, I got a call from my parents who were there at the site with him. My parents are in their 70s. I got a call from my parents, and they said, the installation, the whole time he was doing the installation, he was cussing me out and saying how much he didn't want to do that. And then at the end, he started yelling at my parents to give him $240. And I told, and my parents tried to call me during that period of time. I'm working, I'm a physician, and I couldn't pick up the phone at that time. I called them back about maybe half an hour later. My mom said she got so scared of him that she just gave him the money so he could go away. That is absolutely not okay. That's the reason why I'm calling to file a complaint.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. And it looks like we're waiting from a response from the installation office before someone follows up in regards to this so we can get a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, again, just to let you know, the first time that I called to speak to someone, like a manager or someone to explain just what was going on was at 8 in the morning. And I told them, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, installing this thing, particularly if you don't feel comfortable explaining to me why you need to install this thing, the customer who you're asking for $250 from, then don't do it. I'll have Best Buy send somebody else out who will explain it to me. And he apparently installed it and then yelled at my elderly family, which is 100% not okay, and then took their money. That's not okay. Like, I'm just telling you guys, I'm not going to let this go. The money no longer is the big issue. It's how he treated my parents.
Yes, sir, I understand that. And I'm just noting the order so I can send an email to the installation to the installation office and to our escalations department. Let's see here.
Yeah. And I mean, just out of curiosity, which site did this come out of? Because if I don't get a response from you guys by Monday, I'm coming in to find out what's going on. Because this is not okay. Like, number one, if he felt like he couldn't do the installation safely and he felt I wasn't understanding what was going on, he shouldn't have done the installation, should have left it and had someone explain to me what I was purchasing. He shouldn't have gone ahead with the installation if that was the case. Number two, after he did the installation, he shouldn't have berated my parents. I would have paid him if he then explained to me what was going on. I'm the one who bought these units. I wasn't available to be there today.
I understand.
And number three is I do want to proceed forward with a formal complaint.
I thank you for your patience.
I guess there's something else I should add, if you have a second.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
He gave us a receipt, so I told my parents, if this is what happened, and for example, on the other end, you guys are a third-party contractor with Best Buy. So I told them, take the receipt and bring it to Best Buy, because I bought this service from Best Buy that basically means I pay Best Buy a flat service fee for installations. When it comes to washers, dryers, like hanging up TVs and stuff, it's a $50 fee, and I pay a yearly dollar service for this. And I said, so we shouldn't, unless we were buying more material, we shouldn't be paying this guy anything for any service fees, because Best Buy should be paying them if there's any additional cost.
No, that's not true.
I'd
have to interrupt you there and stay, because Best Buy is supposed to let you know at the time of purchase, this is something that they're, this is the standard operating procedure demands that at the time of sale, so when you're at the store buying this for your parents, the sales representative is supposed to inform you that if the technicians have to provide any additional parts or perform any additional labor that is considered to be outside of a basic installation service, the techs can charge additional for any additional parts and or labor necessary for the installation to be completed. That way, that way we don't, that way if the tech does, you know, in the event that the tech, any tech in anywhere in the U.S. that's doing a job, if he happens to pop one on the customer, hey, we got to replace a shutoff valve, it's going to be an extra this much money, the customer should already have been, you know, informed that there could be a possibility that, you know, there could be additional parts or labor required, and the tech could request funds, so that the customer doesn't feel like the tech's trying to pull one over on them, or the tech's trying to take their money and put it in his pocket, because that's not how it works. Any payment
I can tell you maybe that's what happened here. I can tell you that might be where this what the root of this issue was, but that doesn't mean that, like, he should be swearing about me in front of my parents and my mom crying at the end of the day from a phone call. Like, he should have been. You're explaining this better than he has in the few seconds that you and I have talked. I don't know if that's the case. What I'm telling you is he gave us a receipt and I brought it back. I told him bring it to Best Buy because he didn't explain that to me either, meaning your tech, nor did Best Buy. It's not your fault that Best Buy didn't explain that to us, but it is maybe your tech's fault for not being able to have the patience to explain that to me. I'm not a dumb guy. I can hear what you're saying, and if I can understand what you said, then I'm pretty sure he could have explained it the same way, because I did talk to him. That being said, when he brought the receipt to Best Buy, the receipt said, like, nothing. It just said washer and dryer, $200 for dryer, $40 for washer. Like, I don't even know if they know what the itemized thing is in that regard. Like I said before, the complaint at this point, if there is a reason, I'm sure I'll find out as we go through this process. But if the standard operating procedure is, yeah, I bought this thing for a basic, what's it called, installation from Best Buy, and that it is standard operating procedure to charge more if you need to do anything extra, well, then that's fine. He didn't explain to me why he needed to do anything extra. In fact, made me feel like I had to call somebody else. And then while I was calling somebody else, did the job without permission to at that point, and then yelled at my parents. The reason the complaint is coming is because of how he treated my parents in particular. And I want to know what I paid for, or what my parents paid for while they were getting yelled at. That makes
sense. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I have a very detailed email set up to send over to the installation office. Let's see here.
Sure.
And to our escalations team. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay, so I have sent that email over to the installation office, to our escalations department, as well as to our regional team. So there will be very many eyes on the email, and someone will follow up with you as quickly as they have more detailed information. I would think at least, you know, by sometime Monday, because the installation office itself is actually closed on Saturday. The techs still show up and do their, you know, the techs still get out on the road and go to the warehouses and pick up their products and go out and do their jobs, but the actual installation office itself is not actually open, so that's why it may take until Monday for someone to follow up with you.
Sure, that makes sense. Let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
The installation office, where is that located?
The installation office itself is located, I'm really not exactly sure in what exact city the installation office is located. Let's see here.
Or, like, for example,
I think they're in Spencer, Massachusetts, but that's the most that I can say.
Okay, and is there the one that's in, so basically what I'm getting at is, if I don't hear back by Monday, like, I'm probably going to try to drive into somewhere and have someone from corporate discuss the situation with me. I mean, it's that upsetting of what happened. So I just wanted to know where, like, would be the easiest place for me to go.
Well, based on the previous information that was sent over, not to state that the agents who previously assisted you didn't do a good job of explaining the scenario. They did a great job, but they were very short with the information that they provided. So basically, you've got, like, the notes on the account from where someone else would have noted what you told them. You have, like, a note that's maybe, like, a sentence long, and then a supervisor gets involved, and then the note's maybe, like, two sentences or three sentences long. And then if you look at my note, it looks like War and Peace. Because
I get what you're saying. They were hoping that something could be done so it could be taken care of quickly. So they didn't write much, but what you've written is exactly what I've said, and now we have to wait for someone to go based on that. Yeah, I mean, I know what the story is, and again, I know that you're not the person who did this. And to be honest, if it sounds to me like if someone had just explained this to me the way that you explained it to me, we wouldn't be in this situation. But, I mean, when my mother calls me and says I didn't know what to do, he was yelling at me, wouldn't leave anywhere, and your dad and I were getting scared, so we just paid him money so he would leave us alone. That's crossing a line that I don't think I'm going to be letting go.
Oh, I understand that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'll wait to hear back, and if I don't hear back by Monday, I'll call, obviously, but is there a place that I can go?
I mean, you could go to the store.
Sure, we don't. The store?
The Best Buy store.
You mean Best Buy? I already went there. We already went to Best Buy. They gave us a secondary option to get like the money back and to talk about the situation and whatever else. We're handling that. That part's okay. I'm particularly looking for a complaint against this particular individual.
Oh, I understand, and that's what is being that's what's being done on our side due to your complaint is it's focused solely on the technician who is at your residence is the
okay.
And so that way all the fault lies on that particular tech.
Right, right. I guess what I'm just asking is, if I don't hear back by Monday, I will call again. But is there a place that I can go in to discuss this with somebody? And is there an XPO store or an XPO office that I can go and do this?
Oh no, we do not have a physical location where you could go and speak with anyone. Unfortunately.
Okay, so I would have to call back again.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you've been actually quite a bit of help. I'm sorry that we met under these circumstances, but thank you for that. Thank you for your email. Thank you for trying to explain at your best what may have happened. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And, if you wanted me to tell you what we have going on here, I mean, just to be more thorough with you. Okay, so the first representative you speak with said, customer called, said the tech bullied his parents into paying an extra $240, demands an explanation of the charges, sent an email to the installation office. Then the supervisor got involved and said a Best Buy rep called and stated the customer called and said the tech was rude and very unprofessional. He literally told her that he did not want to be there and he didn't want to do the job. And our representative said, I advised the Best Buy representative that I would send the message over. And then it says, customer stated the
You cut out for a second. You said not to do what? I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'll start again. So in the next note, it states, a Best Buy rep called stating that the customer called and stated the tech was very rude and unprofessional. He literally told the customer that he did not want to be there and he didn't want to do the job. Our representative told the Best Buy rep that I advised the Best Buy rep that I would send the message over. And then okay. They noted the customer stated the $240 payment was paid by check, but it is not notated on the order. My note says Mr. Habibullah called and informed that he asked the tech to explain why he had to charge the additional $240 to install the dryer, and the tech did not provide him with an explanation that he could understand. Mr. Habibullah informed that the tech was very rude and unprofessional and berated and yelled at his parents. Mr. Habibullah informed that his parents were so scared of the tech that they paid the additional for the installation to be completed just to appease the tech so that he would get the job done and get out of their home. Mr. Habibullah informed that the tech did not want to do. Mr. Habibullah informed that the tech did not want to do the work and stated that he did not want to do the work. Mr. Habibullah informed that he would like to file a formal complaint against the tech that was at his home due to the tech's actions, behavior, attitude, and the fact that the tech berated and yelled at his parents. Mr. Habibullah informed that the tech provided a receipt, and he told the tech to take the receipt to Best Buy because he made his purchase for the appliances at Best Buy. Mr. Habibullah informed that his parents were so upset that his mother was crying at the end of the ordeal because she was so stressed out. I informed Mr. Habibullah that I will send a detailed email to the installation office as well as to our escalations department, as there is an open escalation on the order. The customer did inform that the receipt that the tech provided listed $40 for the washing machine and $200 for the dryer. Mr. Habibullah informed that his complaint is less to do with the fact that there were additional charges and more to do with the fact that the tech yelled at his parents, and also because he would like to know exactly what the $240 paid for, because the tech did not clearly explain what the additional costs were for. Mr. Habibullah requested to please be contacted as soon as possible in regards to the escalation.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, I like to be transparent with you, you know, so that way, I mean, in this type of an instance, I mean, this isn't just like, you know, you're calling to say, oh, yeah, we'll be home tomorrow between 2 and 4 for the tech to arrive. And then in that case, I can just send over, you know, customer confirmed 2 to 4 time frame and send an email. Now, in this case, this is a more serious matter. So I would like to be more, you know, transparent with you and let you know exactly what I'm sending over. And then that way, when I'm done, you know, if you would have said, well, you know, also on top of that, why don't you include this? Then I could also, you know, I could forward another email to the installation office and say, customer also stated, et cetera. But I pretty much documented every single thing that you were saying as you were saying it to me, to the best of my ability in regards to being able to keep up with you. And then also in summarizing it to keep it, you know, to the length that it's at currently. Cause like I said, my notes are almost like War and Peace. I mean, that just to give, you know, just kind of like a, in a joking manner that it's like a really long and very detailed note.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And,
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.